Maria Ruiz, a McDonald's worker for 20 years, stood outside a McDonald's restaurant on International Boulevard in Oakland today. As cars honking their horns clogged the drive-thru lane, she explained that while fast food and other workers have achieved a $15 minimum wage here in California, they must continue to advocate for that measure to be implemented nationwide.
Estamos saliendo a huelga el día de hoy porque estamos pidiendo $15 para todo Estados Unidos, todos los trabajadores de comida rápida, $15 para todos.
We went on strike today because we are advocating for better working conditions and $15 an hour for the federal level. And we are here as fast food workers to make sure that everyone knows that we need $15 an hour nationwide.
The car caravan protest was part of a national fast food workers' strike that took place today in at least 15 cities. In some states, fast food workers still make as little as $7.25 an hour. Fast food workers have also been on the front lines during the pandemic, many without access to paid sick leave. This summer, over 70 Oakland fast food workers and their family members tested positive for COVID-19. Ruiz said that McDonald's has also not provided adequate PPE for their workers. Joseph Bryant is the president of the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, for Northern California. He said he's heard some horror stories about conditions for fast food workers in the pandemic.
Some of the most alarming have been a worker who was forced to wear coffee filters as a mask because McDonald's did not provide it to him. We've seen numerous workers get sick. At the end of the day, we're here for the workers, folks who have risked their lives each and every day, who've been considered expendable by the employer are not expendable, they're essential. Treat them that way.
Many advocates for raising the minimum wage see the issue of fair pay and better protection from COVID-19 as related issues. Mary Kay Henry, the international president of the SEIU, said her organization has filed 158 complaints with the Occupational Safety and Health Association. These complaints are among 1,600 filed across the country on behalf of fast food workers. In addition to a lack of PPE and proper safety protocols, Henry said workers are not allowed paid sick leave to quarantine if they test positive for COVID. She said winning $15 minimum wage in California has set the stage for achieving that goal nationwide.
We have to raise wages all across the economy in order to create good jobs and end poverty wage work that's being fueled by all the multinational companies in this nation, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Amazon, you name it. And California advancing this fast food justice bill in the California state legislature will be another way in which California raises the floor for all working people.
Just 7 states nationwide have $15 an hour minimum wage. But President-elect Joe Biden announced this week that he would ask Congress to raise the national minimum wage to $15 when he becomes president. This measure was included in Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package announced Thursday. But advocates say they won't stop fighting until the bill is on the books. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.